can keep in line. Everything's fine. You got all that you need. The Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper for September 14th, 2022, episode 21. Curry and the Keeper. Oh, hello, my queen.
Hello, my love.
Hello, hello, hello.
I'm sober.
Yes. This is very, very sad. The entire format of the show was based around wine, and you've broken format.
I know. Well, and
cheers me anyway.
Oh yes,
cheers me. First we cheers, and then we'll discuss what we're drinking. Okay, here's to you, darling.
Cheers, baby.
What are you drinking?
I'm drinking.
You're already drunk.
I'm drinking Topo Chico.
Topo Chico
in a wine glass.
Topo Chico in a wine glass, and I am drinking very sad. What is this? Did this cost more than $11? Castle Rock. Isn't it like a movie production company?
It's from Willamette Valley, favorite beaches.
Is this Rob Reiner's wine? I'm telling you, it tastes like it. Willamette Valley.
Is that good?
From the Willamette ass. Willamette Valley.
I just picked it up, you know, for everyday wine. I was like, you can't touch the wine that we got because that's for the show.
Oh my God. Every bottle has a sticker. It has.
Well, yes. Let's talk about that. Okay.
One has a little, here's the one. Drink this one. Wait, like with a big arrow.
First off, Adam told me he was securing the domain name, not drinking on the show to try and ruin it.com because of my my hiatus. I'm not drinking wine.
Did you do that? No, I did not register that.
So lo and behold, of course, we received many gifts of wine. We received four bottles from Tiffany and Rob. And then we received two bottles from Christina Henry. And several people have sent us labels, of which I want to read. I've got a whole pile of stuff here, but I want to read.
This kind of passed me by. Like, I didn't realize that this... Were you talking about this on Instagram? Or we only talked about it on the show briefly
We talked about it on the show. About how you drank the wine. You weren't supposed to drink. Oh, what was it? A bottle from somebody, and you weren't supposed to drink it. It was for the show. And so,
oh, right.
Brian, of course, the smart aleck that he is, sent.
Labels. Your girlfriend, yes. Brian.
And he also
your girl sent, Friday. Yes,
and he thought he'd be really cheeky and send some burn cream because he thought he really burned me with the clip that he had from the last show.
It's going to be so disappointing when Brian puts a lot of effort into something that I'm just not going to use.
Yes.
Because that's how it goes, man. Just Brian, you're funny by yourself, man. Don't do bits. Don't be writing stuff. Just be you.
So anyway, I wanted to tell you the Baron of Old Bay sent these beautiful stickers for our wine bottles.
Yeah.
That was actually one of the pieces of art that I had created.
Is that the one that says CATK on it?
It's the actual image of one of our show. Right. And so it says Tina Curry and production staff. Dear Tina.
Hold on a second. You know, in a week or two, this is going to be Phoebe and the Keeper.
Wait, let me
read
it.
I'm just going to sit in the background.
This is great. Dear Tina and staff.
Yeah, I got it. Ha, ha, ha.
I hope this correspondence finds you well. Your producer, fill in his name for me.
Oh, God. This is so hurtful.
Has evangelized the value for value model on this show and others. Here are some stickers to use on the wine bottles you intend to save for the show. We don't want those bottles for the show consumed away from the studio. Don't send water or blankets, just send cash. So I'm doing that too. And he generously sent $50 in cash. Before I go, it's always a good day when the show appears in my feed. Love and lit, the Baron of Old Bay.
That's so nice.
Yeah, you were out of town and I took a picture of it and sent it to you when it said...
Where was I?
Were you... I don't know where you were. Were you in Dallas, maybe? No, I don't know.
Might have been when I was in Dallas.
Oh, maybe you were getting your haircut or something. I don't know. Maybe you were in Austin. You weren't anywhere.
Whatever. Yeah. Hey, where's my husband? Whatever. He's just gone. I got stickers. Who cares?
Somewhere.
Who cares about him?
But yes, yeah, so we got stickers from Brian, of course, like I said. And then the Baron sent it. And then also Christina Henry, when Christina Henry was here last week. And she brought us two beautiful bottles of wine, which you are not allowed to touch until after my hiatus. And then she brought us labels too. And she also brought a little metal tag that says drink me. So those are the ones you can drink.
Yeah. I've lost complete control over my kingdom here. I do not control the alcohol. You know what? It's very nice, though. I love that people are doing this. I love that they're sending us bottles of wine to test. I was looking for, but I changed phones. I thought I had because I sent a picture of the four bottles that Rob and Tiffany sent us. Mm-hmm. I sent a picture to Dvorak to see what he would say. It was really snarky, but it's on the other phone, sorry.
Okay.
It was like, well, this and that, and some unknown Italian.
Well, Tiffany and Robert, they know their wine.
Of course they do.
I'm sure it's lovely. And that's why I don't want you to drink it by yourself.
No, that would be so horrible.
You're going to get the cheap stuff.
I'll wait until 2024. It's fine.
No, it's November 17th. It's 64 days. You can do it. You can do it.
By the way, right off the bat, the Dirty Jersey Whore boosted us. I'll just do it because I already did the boostagram sheet for today.
Okay.
19,760 sats. Bicentennial boost with a trailing zero. Enjoy the sparkling water, Mrs. Keeper.
Oh, thank you.
That is all for today. Y'all be good. And he said he wanted a droopy boost. Which I think I have a droopy. I have a droopy boost.
Boost.
There you go.
That's my favorite. Droopy boost. I just wanted to read one other email too, along this lines of you being my producer, which is I love that joke. But so this is from Jeff Monks, and he said, "Dear podcast professional and producer,
this has to stop. This is bad for my rep.
We have enjoyed listening to Curry and the Keeper from the beginning and following along on your adventure, adjusting to a new and better lifestyle in the country. But the woeful tale of your failed garden pains us.
Oh, yes.
We have a small nursery business.
Wait, who is this?
Jeff Monks and Jennifer Wartz.
Don't they have Squeaky Frog
Farm.
I think that's by Kerrville. That's in Hill Country.
It's in McMahon, Texas.
Yeah, I think that's near Kerrville. I think so.
Yes.
Yeah.
But they I just thought it was funny because they said, "Dear podcast professional and producer."
Yeah, no, we all got the joke, babe.
And they're, and they're former Midwesterners, which I love. Uh-huh. And so they know how to garden in Texas. So I'm going to definitely take them up on their.
We should go to their winery. They have a winery. They got a whole ranch.
They have a winery?
At
Squeaky Frog Farm?
I think so. Oh,
it doesn't say that they do.
I think they donated to No Agenda.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, Squeaky Frog Farms. But I think so.
I think they've been listening for a long time because as his email says, it says in here, about the garden. The good news is fall season is coming up and it's generally much, much easier to grow a productive garden in the latter part of the year around these parts. Not as easy as growing a plastic succulent, but still pretty easy.
Oh, no, I'm wrong. They have broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, cauliflower, herbs, leaf greens.
I would just love to go out there just to get a little educated because we were just flying by our pants with this and we had no idea
what we're doing.
So, Jeff and Jennifer, I'm going to take you up on that for sure. I'm going to do that.
Hold on a second. Let me see. I'm pretty sure that this is near Kerrville. Let me just check. I have the address now. Let me see. It is... is it anywhere? I have no idea where I am. It's near Whizzerville?
There's a place called
Whizzerville. It's in Whizzerville.
It's McMahon. McMahon.
Oh, no. Texas. It's Whizzerville Road. I'm sorry. McMahon, Texas. Where is it? Oh, Lockhart. Oh, I see it. Oh, okay. Oh, no. It's way on the other side. So it's west, east of San Marcos.
Oh.
East of Lockhart.
Oh, overnight trip.
East of Dale. Shit. It's south of Houston.
Overnight trip.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah. So I would love
to learn about that.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I'd love to learn about that.
We'll do that.
Let's just talk for a second about why this is all going on, because there may be people who are new to the show. Okay. Even though this is our lucky number 21, it's a big episode.
Oh, yes.
Is it?
But is it?
I don't 21? Know. It's number 21.
Yeah, yeah.
You're doing the 75 Hard Challenge.
Yes, I started.
This has changed our lives. In fact, I'm starting a support group for spouses of the 75 Hard people. It's like the pod people.
Has it been that difficult on you?
No, it's different. We will get to that in a moment. First, let's talk about your success.
So we started the program last Sunday, September 4th, And it has not been bad at all. It's been...
Now you have 15 or 16 people that you've gotten together?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's so cool.
And we all communicate on this app called Geneva. And it's great because we're just sharing ideas and supporting one another. And it's just lovely to be able to share successes and people cheer us on. And it's great. And so, yeah, so started on Sunday and do my 2 workouts a day, reading my 10 pages, reading my drinking my gallon of water. Eating a healthy diet, and I feel great. I feel energized, and I feel great.
Ooh, what is that? Does that come from you?
My phone is ringing.
Oh, your phone is killing the vibe.
Oh.
Do you need to answer it?
No,
just hand it over here. I'll put it over there. For some reason, it's interacting over there. Okay, so this, what I love, I think I already said this, is I see all the excitement in your face. You have mission, you have, you have drive. It's like I got a new wife.
Oh, a new improved wife or just a...
No.
Not a new wife?
No, new and an improved, an upgrade.
An upgrade.
She's upgraded.
Because I'm happier.
Yeah, well, of course. Mm-hmm. Happy wife, happy life. Yeah. I mean, we have a great life, but you know, you were kind of withering away at the job and it just wasn't exciting you and you just didn't have the passion. You were just trying to find, and the passion that you have for this is just unbelievable. I love seeing it. And we eat, you know, hamburgers and steaks for breakfast.
Well, I'm transitioning.
All kinds of cool shit. This is like, whoa, all right, this is okay. I like this. Would you like a burger for breakfast? Yeah. Who wouldn't?
Well, after talking to Texas Slim and doing a lot of research, I've been trying to do this animal-based diet, which is actually going pretty well. So I'm a little modified. It's not 100%, but
you don't have to do that. But that's not part of the program, right?
No,
you don't have to do that. Everyone is eating their own thing. And
right.
And so the deal is, if you miss, just, I'm going to spit this back at you, just make sure I know what it's like, because, you know, I'm part of the gang.
Yeah. Yes, because you hear all the stories.
I'm in the bleachers. Yes. I'm in the bleachers. Yeah. Oh, I know about everyone's story. I know everyone's trials and tribulations. And, you know, I haven't. Anyway. So you do 45 inside, 45 outside exercise, mm-hmm. 10 pages, a gallon of water, no sugar, no alcohol, no cheat days.
Right. And a daily progress picture.
And it's day 21 is the big day for your husband when he gets finally sees you again.
27, baby. 26.
How do you feel about yourself? Because, you know, Tina has a hang up about weight. I do not know what she weighs. I've never known what she weighs. I have no desire to
know. I don't even know what I weigh.
I would never ask. I'm also not allowed to pick her up. I've never hoisted her off the ground. I was not allowed to bring her over the threshold of any of the multiple homes we have dwelled. And I'm okay with this.
When we were moving into this home, you go, can I ask you a question? I go, no.
No, you can't. Because
I knew exactly.
Carry
you were like,
the threshold.
I just have a thing with that.
And that's fine. And I know that the way you determine if you're happy is how your clothes fit, or certain, you have like certain standardized clothes, and if these blue jeans fit in a certain way, then it's good or not.
Yeah.
How is it feeling?
Great. Yeah. Absolutely great. I don't weigh myself, so I don't know how much I weigh, but I can tell the difference in my clothes. Oh yeah, for sure. For sure. How could you not? I mean, I'm eating so clean. I'm exercising twice a day. Mm-hmm. I'm drinking. I'm flushing out any impurities. How could you not?
Here's another benefit. You're also completely on my bathroom schedule.
Yes.
My wife and I poop at the same time. Oh, we never used to do that.
Really? You really had to go there.
Yeah, you bet. This is fantastic. No, I like this.
What's so interesting, though, is we went out to dinner and you're hilarious.
Hey, poop humor. There we are.
We were out to dinner and I said to Adam, I go,
gotta poop.
No.
I'm sorry. Okay, I'll shut up.
I said, do you want dessert? He goes, oh, do you want dessert? I looked at him like, really?
Oh, no. This
really?
No, you were really mean the other day.
Oh, yeah.
It was Saturday, and I forget.
You just put the Sonos system together.
Right. The whole Sonos system. I put this whole thing together, and you know, it's Saturday, and we're kind of
the
mucking
music's
around.
Going.
Music's going. And Tina says, let's open a bottle of champagne. I'm like, yeah. Oh, man. I can't believe that.
I had that on my list.
I was like, oh yeah, it's like in the beginning.
Yes, in the beginning.
Before I put a ring on it.
Yes, exactly.
You'd be like, yeah, let's smoke some weed,
exactly.
Let's have some champagne. Yeah.
Yes, so it's going well. It really is. And you know, I didn't allow Brian in our group.
No, of course you can't have Brian.
Because he's not serious, and he thinks he's serious, but he's not. So apparently he's creating a video about his rejection from the group. So I can't wait to see this video. I will share it with everybody. But anyway, it's going well, and I appreciate your support. And I appreciate the whole group's support. It's been fantastic.
I love it. I love seeing or hearing about everybody's progress.
And Tony is doing so well, too. I'm so proud of her, yes. And this is huge for her, and I'm so, so happy for her. Yeah. So that's why I'm not drinking wine. But it's only until November 17th, and then I'm back at it.
Only.
That's 64 more days.
More than a month after tax day.
Mm-hmm. 64 days, baby.
Well, I do kind of miss you drinking.
You do?
On the show.
Oh, yeah. Me too. I miss
nowhere else, really. You don't really drink.
No, I don't drink a lot.
I have a glass with dinner.
I was considering doing an edible.
Oh, interesting. Would you like? I got one here.
No. I probably fall asleep.
I got edibles. I got Altoids. I got a 38 special.
Yeah, the last time, when we had the show the last time, we were getting ready for your birthday. Adam had a birthday.
I did. September 3rd. Yes, thank you all so much for those of you who sent something to the P.O. box. We are moving, we're going to move our P.O. box. And it's not that I don't like the P.O. box in Austin, but holy crap, and I even like the people at the post office. I know them all, Bobby and Miranda, but it's such a horrible organization, and you go to pick something up and inevitably the box is full and there's stuff to pick up or to sign for, and there's 10-15 people waiting in line.
It's just a mess.
at the door with the little window that closes after each client. It's like no, this is 2022, this is not okay. So thank you if you sent something. I didn't see it yet.
So what did you get for your birthday?
Well, I was gonna get to that.
Okay. Sorry, I'm just trying to keep my producer on his toes.
So, of course, it was just you and me. There was no one else. Yeah. I didn't really want to do anything else. 58, what kind of number is that? It's not special.
Well.
It's not a special number.
No.
No, but it's just, I want something from our girls. Everyone sent me a beautiful text. That's nice. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, came the fun, because now this was the day before you're going to start the 75 hard. So we were going to indulge a bit with some of my favorite foods,
but I wanted to say, I got up at 5 o'clock in the morning to blow up balloons and hang them for you.
I know, baby.
Yes. My eyes were crossed.
You're the better person.
You did it for me too.
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I was going to,
okay, go ahead.
Give the whole day.
Okay. I'm sorry.
I mean, you know, now you're kind of like you're trying to make yourself sound special.
I'm trying to make it about me.
About you. Yes. Make sure that was clear. So Tina worked really hard on my birthday. So I might not have even have been born if Tina hadn't gotten up and done all this stuff for me. Just the time machine wouldn't have worked out. Thank you, darling. Because you also made me meatloaf, mashed potatoes, corn, and this was the best part. Tina said, would you like a special dessert? I'm like, yeah, sure. That sounds great. And says, how about a banana vanilla wafer cream pie trifle? Which I've never had. But I felt like, wait a minute, this is a day before your 75 hard. And I'm like, I think she might want to have this banana trifle. So I'm like, yeah, sure. That sounds great. And then on the day, and you spent hours working on this.
Well, it wasn't hours.
You spent hours.
It took some time.
And you had the whole glass thing and everything. And you put it into our beverages fridge and you say, don't turn that off. Because I often turn it off because it's so loud sometimes with my hearing aids.
Yes.
If I want to hear you, or just, you know, I'm just annoyed by it. Something goes on just the wrong time. And this is when I was working on the Sonos speakers.
Was it? Oh, yes.
On my birthday. Yes. Sorry, I was doing that for you.
Yes.
And I was, because I had these speakers. I hadn't set them up yet. And Tina goes, speakers!
Are you sure that was on your birthday?
It was the day before.
I don't remember.
Gosh, I don't remember.
I don't think anyway, it was. You turned off the cooler for some reason.
Anyway, guess what? There it is. I turned off the cooler.
And the trifle's in the cooler.
Yeah. And you got really mad at me.
Yeah, because you go, I've only had it off for 15 minutes.
No, 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 no. You said, how long has it been off? I don't know, 30 minutes?
And then you turn it on, it's 62 degrees in the cooler. I go, that is not 30 minutes.
I didn't know because I was completely doing the Sonos thing and I just lost track of time. I'm sorry, I turned it off because I was trying to do it all for you. This is what I was trying to communicate.
I don't think you were doing Sonos.
You were mad at me. You were mad.
Well, I was worried that the dessert was ruined.
No, you claimed it's ruined now.
I did not say that.
It's not going to get... I mean, what is there? Eggs in there? No, but it's ruined. You did say it. You went, it's ruined.
I
was very emotional about it.
I'm sorry.
There you go. I got her. I got her to say it. Yeah.
Well, I didn't want your...
my day ruined.
I didn't want my trifle that I was going to enjoy.
For your dessert. You don't understand. I planned this thing for the whole week. I'm like, for my birthday, yes. You planned this. I blew up balloons for you. Anyway, turns out it was really good. Very rich. And of course, you only had one serving. Then I had a couple the day after. It was entirely too much.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know. So I think about those. We've talked about this before with the mukbang, how these girls eat this whole cake. I could only eat one serving of that dessert. I don't know how people can eat a lot of dessert.
So nasty.
Yeah. So.
Now, anyway, and so then I got some really nice gifts. Two new shirts.
That was a filler gift.
I see. I don't consider that. I like these shirts. You get me the Untuckets, which I really enjoy. And what's interesting is I'm colorblind. I'm deaf.
Tourette's.
I got Tourette's. So it's amazing you hang out with me. And so twice I put on a shirt that I thought was the new shirt. And you go, don't you like your new shirts? I said, yeah, I love my new shirts. And I was wearing an old shirt. I swear to God, I thought it was one of the new shirts.
Yes.
And then Tina says, by the way, have you noticed that your old one is gone? What? I had a favorite and it was, now Tina hated this. She hates it. I don't know why. You should explain it to me. She hates this shirt so bad. I would change before she came home just so she didn't see me in the shirt because then the first thing would be, oh, my shirt. And then, but you say, oh, I threw it out. You just threw it out. You felt that because you had purchased two new shirts for me.
I needed the hangers.
See, this is what's unbelievable. I needed the hanger. So I just threw out your shirt.
I didn't throw it out. I put it in the donation pile.
What? I would love to understand.
And you know what? You didn't even know until I told you.
I swear to you, I thought a couple times I thought, man, this thing has been in the laundry cycle for a long time. Where did that go? Did I misplace that? I did think about it for a moment. I think we should take a picture of it before you donate it. And I'd like to know, really, what is it that offends you so much about this flannel?
Yeah, you know, it's just like the jeans that you don't like that are at my ankles. It's the same thing. You just don't like the...
So I can throw those out next time. I can turn them into, oh, I'm sorry. I was drying off my car. Oh, I'm sorry. That's what those shitty high water jeans of yours. I'm sorry.
Okay, I'll pull the shirt out. I'll put it back in the closet.
No, please. No. I'd rather rip up your jeans.
Oh, I'm sorry. Anyways,
no, don't apologize.
You got two new shirts.
You make me laugh.
You didn't even know they were missing until I told you.
Believe me, I was going to ask eventually, because you have a habit of throwing my shit out.
I do?
Oh, man.
What else did I throw out?
You've thrown out stuff that you didn't like.
Oh.
A piece of art, pictures. You're like, who's this? Throw that out. Who's this piece of shit?
I throw out anything that has a hole in it, too. I'm like, that's got to
get okay
in the
with
garbage.
That. Yeah. Now, but I did get away with wearing the Apollo 11 film crew, moon landing film crew t-shirt a little bit longer, even though it had quite a hole in it.
Yes.
I'm so sad about that. I love that t-shirt.
Yeah. Sorry.
So then, and now I know why I wasn't allowed to look at the boxes when they were delivered.
Yes.
I got. And this is anyone who knows me knows this is a great gift. Christina was like, oh, it's perfect for you, Dad. A 20-foot flagpole and an American flag and Texas state flag.
Yay.
That's why I was so adamant.
Because if you would have looked out the door and saw this 20, you would have known right away
I would have been a ham radio antenna. Oh my God. I really did marry the right woman. Or fishing pole. Don't think I married the right woman.
You had casually mentioned that you wanted a telescope, and so I reached out to Mark Hall. I'm like,
oh, no.
And he sends me these links, and that's like
never-ending story. You have no idea. I wouldn't know either. Well, we were just laying in the back, and I looked up, and I was like, telescope.
Oh, that's right.
Because we were looking up at the sky.
Yes, we were looking up at the sky. Yeah.
But it's fine.
Yeah.
And
yes.
In addition to this, tickets to go see Dave and Kate.
Yeah, David Foster and his child bride, Catherine McPhee.
His child bride. It's true. She's got to be half his age. He's 70?
72, I think. Yeah. And
she was in Bombshell. Was that the name of the TV show?
Smash.
Yeah, close. Bombshell. Bombshell was the show in Smash.
Oh, what? Oh, yeah, maybe. That you think you're right.
That was the name of the show in the show Smash.
Yeah. I think you're right. Yeah. So we're going to go see them. And he, excited. And
David Foster wrote.
Oh, my gosh.
All right,
songs for Celine Dion.
Name five songs.
I have no idea. Did he write any Whitney Houston songs?
Oh, hell yeah.
So okay. She's going to perform. I'm assuming she's going to perform all those. She's an amazing singer.
Is she?
Oh,
I mean, she's really good.
She's got a beautiful voice.
Is she kind of like a musical kind of singer? I mean, can she really get into the soul of it?
We'll see.
Let me see. What songs did she write? Did he write? Oh, my goodness. His Wikipedia is 8,000 pages long. But yeah, all of the Whitney Houston stuff, did Dolly Parton stuff, Hall & Oates stuff.
Elton John. Really?
It's Earth, Wind & Fire. I mean, Dionne Warwick, but that goes back to 80s. What else did he do? Celine Dion.
This should be a good time.
What did he do? Bublé. Diana Krall. Something for Bryan Adams?
Really?
That should be great. And it's just a small theater. I like that. That's totally, totally a small theater, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it's not big at all.
That's mm-hmm. right up, man. I love that. Thank you so much.
Oh, buddy. You're so welcome.
I really do.
Was it a good birthday?
It was a great birthday.
Yeah. Did you really like the dessert or were you just...
No, I really like the dessert. Yeah, no, I mean, I can only eat that 3 days in a row before I'm like, I don't like the dessert now. I've had enough
that
of it.
That was a childhood favorite of mine, so thank you for letting me indulge.
I had no idea.
I told you that.
You're kidding me. And then even after this thing is gone for a week, Tina's like, you can still get those Nilla wafers and just slice some tomato on there. And just,
tomato?
I mean... I'm going banana. Banana and tomato. That was the Rachel version of the
trifle. Yeah.
So that was good.
Yeah,
that was really good. Mm-hmm. And what else happened since then? A couple of did we? I wanted to mention we went to Austin yesterday.
Yes,
we went to Austin, mm-hmm. And we met with it was like an annual lunch we do. With the executive director of Ronald McDonald House Chairs.
She's CEO.
Oh, they don't call it executive director? They call it CEO?
She was executive director, got promoted to CEO.
So who's executive director?
Nobody.
Oh, so...
She's the head of the ship.
Wasn't she always the head of the ship?
Yeah, okay. But her title was executive director, moved up to CEO.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, so she's CEO, as mm-hmm. she should be. She's a CEO. And so, of course, that's where Tina worked, and that's our... Forever Charity, so we support them with whatever we can. And man, it was a little disheartening that to hear that to trying to raise what is it to 20 30,
30 million dollars for a capital campaign. They're trying to add onto the house.
They're full. I mean, they have a waiting list
and the average stay for families is 40 nights.
Went from 9 nights
to 40.
To 40 nights. Two reasons. One, they have two new hot shit pediatric doctors, surgeons. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people come for specialized cases which have longer stays. Mm-hmm. But of course, Tesla, Apple, Facebook, Google, Oracle, all of them have come in. No one has been able to connect with these companies who are bringing in thousands of families who will need the Ronald McDonald House, but these people, they're all controlled from California, these local offices, they may have it eventually, but they don't have a local outreach, mm-hmm. a local government, like community type thing, at least not that I'm aware of. Mm-hmm. It's a travesty because they're going to have kids and they're going to need these services and it's not going to be available for them.
It'd be really nice if Elon Musk opened his checkbook and gave them a hefty donation.
I just think it should be...
He's got 10 kids, hello!
No, I know, but it should just be Apple has an arm that does this, as does Tesla. Yeah. And you know, if everyone's going to go, oh, Elon, please give us, fuck that.
Yeah.
You know, but this should be in their plans. Mm-hmm. I don't understand why it's not in their plan.
I don't know either.
Okay. Anyway, that was my passionate plea. I'll do it on No Agenda again tomorrow. Yeah. Hoping that someone will hear it.
But I don't miss going to Austin at all. Do
no,
you?
No.
I
no.
just, it's just,
although Hank's it's was arduous. Nice. It was a nice restaurant. Oh, yeah. I like Hank's.
It's been there for a while. It's been there since I worked.
I don't think
there.
I've ever been there.
Yeah. I've been there a couple times. I've been there.
It was nice.
Yeah. It was nice. But oh, my gosh. I mean, we're just so settled into our little life here.
We didn't even go into Austin. We were on the outskirts.
We were in Austin, but we didn't really, other than stop at the post office, and then we just drove right home.
Yeah.
So a 3-hour commute for an hour and a half lunch.
Yeah.
So.
And not standing in line at the P.O. box.
Exactly. Exactly.
No, I don't miss it. No, I don't. And all the stories I hear. And then to know that the actual gym where you used to work out right near our old house, that there was a guy carjacked, two cars shot in the cars.
6:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the neighborhood. By the grace of God,
and you were there sometimes at 6:30. You were there sometimes.
I never went there that early.
You were there early, though.
Yeah, not that early. Yeah. But yeah, oh my gosh. That's crazy. Crazy. So what else? What else you got on your list?
Well, I do have a couple things. We went to see, sorry, is that getting in your face? Yes. My vape?
Yep.
You don't like the smell of
this. I don't like it.
What does it smell like to you?
Garbage.
Really? No, really? Like garbage?
It just doesn't agree with me, the scent. No, I don't like it.
Okay. Well, I'll talk to my vape professional to see if I can get something different. Listen, man, my wife doesn't like the smell of the vape.
I blow it in her face and she doesn't like it.
I don't mean to do it. I'm sorry. I'm in my element. I just blew it out and it went the wrong way. We went to see Zach, my dentist.
Oh, yes.
Very great experience, but very traumatic at the same time. Here's how it goes. Now, this is the moment where Zach has done. So I've been to the periodontist, all the evaluation. They've had contact. You know, they're working with the lab. This is like, I got a whole team. And so he is going to discuss what the options are and then show the mock-ups.
Yes.
Wow.
And I had to go because I said, you cannot have horse teeth.
What she meant was, you can't look pretty next to me. We have to still keep you a little on the down.
And I'm like, I'm going to have to whiten my teeth now next to him.
So he has these pictures printed out, like, you know, a picture, like an actual picture of me with the new teeth in the picture.
Yes.
And I loved it. I was like, oh, this is going to be great. And then he says, now let's talk about some of these things. And on the screen, on the wall, he brings up this, like, 8K high def of my janky ass smelly mouth, you know, like with the thing in there that spreads your gums up. And Tina's just looking at that like, I married that.
I was like, dude,
it's the worst.
So gross.
I said, turn it off. Did you see the hygienist from the next office came by to see if it was okay? What was going on? I'm like, turn it off, man. You're boging her out.
I was horrified.
Were you really?
No.
Oh. See, that's what I'm worried about. I'm like, she's never going to, you've been kissing me a little differently since. Your mouth is a little more closed. Like, I love you too.
I'm like, hey, baby, don't smile too much. Like, calm it down, man.
When you laugh, could you keep your mouth closed a little more when you laugh?
Just keep your lips pursed. Pursed lips. Okay.
Man.
No. Oh my gosh. Once they do this, it's going to be gorgeous. Gorgeous.
And then he also said, and there's also the option we can just take it all out and you get a whole new thing. And he says, but I'll have you know that food may not taste the same. I said, what?
It may not taste the same. He said, feel the texture.
But he said that you can actually, through your real teeth, some of the taste also comes through the teeth. Yeah. He told about his other foodie client who said, yeah, it really did ruin a bit of the whole taste. Not just the feeling, but also the taste. Because, you know, they're living. So we're going to save as many as possible, of course.
Yeah.
But I think it's going to be so cool.
Yeah. It will. Yes. It's going to be beautiful. Going to be beautiful. And I'm going to take video of you when you come out of anesthesia.
I'm so freaked about that.
I know, because you've never been put under, ever.
No, I don't know what it is. I've never had a broken bone. This is so cute. Tina's like, we were in bed the other night. This is so wrong. You have nothing. You smoke, you drink, you just, you, you do not exercise.
You don't have any aches or pains.
You have no aches. You have no pains. You're always happy. I don't like you.
I didn't say that. But that's true. Maybe it's your sunny disposition keeps you healthy.
It's the curry men we live to be. No, I think 94 to 98 is kind of our range.
Yeah.
But I listened to the other curry men who came before me. My grandpa says, don't start with coffee right away in the morning. Have some tea first. So if I'm up.
So you've been doing that now.
Yeah, if I'm up really. Technically, it should be tea with milk, but. It's okay.
Yeah.
No, he said, no, don't go straight for the coffee. You know, go take it easy with the tea. And I think he said you should drink Chablis until you're at least 85.
Oh, really?
He had a bottle. He had a jug.
Chablis.
He had a
What was the real popular one? What was it called? Oh, I can't remember. In the big jug?
Yeah, that's
Gallo.
I don't know if it was that, but he had this is a while ago, of course. And he would actually put it over his shoulder like a hillbilly, like a jug, and pour it into his glass.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
He
loved his Chablis.
Oh.
Hilarious.
Yeah, you're drinking tea in the morning. I'm slamming water.
Yeah.
I'm like slamming, trying to get 40 ounces of water.
I have one cup of tea, and then I'll have coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've been drinking a lot more water because of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's really good.
I'm so proud of you. I mean, and
thanks, babe.
It's so nice to see you. Oh, come in. And you're not like crazy tired otherwise.
No, I kind of hit a wall in the middle of the afternoon after my second workout.
Welcome to the club. But we were both snoozing on the couch with the dogs on the couch, underneath the couch, snoozing. We're snoozing.
Yeah.
So it's like to be semi-retired, babe.
Yeah, that's nice. It's nice.
Although, you know, this is our exit strategy, this very show.
Yes.
This is how
I am a podcast professional, so
you're the best, babe.
I did want to mention though that you said to me about 4 years ago I did a challenge with Orange Theory, and you said you noticed I didn't put a ring on it until you dropped the weight.
Oh, that
remember
was
that
total joke.
I said, wait, what?
Total joke. Had to be there.
But, I'm like, I'm putting that on my list.
Hey, but listen, you know, it's like the third time. I want to get it right. I want to make sure everything's cool.
It's the last time, not the third time. The last time.
The best time and the last
time.
There
you go, baby.
Yes, I remember.
Yes.
Yes,
I remember. As he's nodding his head.
I remember, yes.
So yes, Miss Phoebe, we bought her little booties. Yes.
We?
I did.
Yeah.
Because she's slip sliding.
What happened is Slim came by.
That's right.
So Texas Slim, the traveler came through. And he stayed overnight. And now with Phoebe now, I mean, when Slim rings the door, I just open the door. Phoebe goes right out, barks, because Slim doesn't care. And then she came in and she's like, and she was
going crazy. Crazier than she had before with Texas Slim.
Right, because I let her go straight away. And then her rear legs splayed out on the cement floor. And she went, and she was, I think it was more embarrassment. And she was gone. She was like, I didn't really intimidate him with my barking. And that move was not cool.
Just like she did the splits.
Yeah.
Yeah. Aww, poor thing. So I was like, oh, you know what? We need to buy her little booties. So I bought her these little booties that have little rubber pads on them. And I put them on her and she's kind of lifting her legs funny. But then she was walking around in them.
Then why didn't we take them off?
I thought that they were too hot on her paws.
She didn't look very pleased, honestly. Yeah.
Well, I took a picture of her and posted it, and she had a smile on her face, but I think she was angry inside.
Yeah.
So I just tried them once, but we have them. So.
You have really taken to the dog.
Yeah.
Much more so than in the beginning.
You think so?
Oh, very much so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she follows me around.
You're
a
doing
lot.
That whole baby goo goo gaga speaking in tongues talk to her all the time.
Yes.
And she loves it. She
has a helicopter tail now. It's like,
she's crazy about you.
Except when I'm walking her down on Duderstadt and she grabs the deer hoof in her mouth.
Man, that thing, we dealt with that for 3 days, the deer hoof.
And I pried it out of her mouth twice. I pried it out of her mouth. And you made a good point. You were like, you shouldn't do that because if she clamps down on your hand.
Yeah.
And I didn't think about that. I mean, she's got a pretty good grip.
Oh, she can do thousands of pounds of pressure.
Sure.
she'll crumble it.
Oh, my gosh.
So I was like, drop it. She wouldn't. And then, of course, she couldn't crunch it. So she had to drop it eventually. And then I'm like, what is this? And it was literally a deer hoof.
Mm-hmm.
like a severed deer hoof. I'm like, dude. And so I kicked it into the grass. She got it the next day.
She got it again.
And then you threw it away. And then she went, I mean, she sniffed that shit out right away. Anyway, so now it's gone.
Yes.
She still went for a second there today. No, it's not there.
Because you threw it over the fence.
But right? I mean, we just gave her like scraps of
beef. We had steak.
K&C cattle prime beef. She has a wonderful life. And yet, deer hoof.
She has now started following me to the garage when I go to get in the car.
This is great.
And today we were going to the grocery store and Adam said, I just gently pulled my keys out. She was asleep and she's like, where are you going?
Now, before we went to Austin yesterday, we dropped her off for a spa appointment.
Yeah, she has a spa appointment. Yeah. She was not happy about that.
But she's a completely integrated part of the family.
We're going to have her a year next month already. Wow. A year. It's crazy. Absolutely crazy.
And would you say she's pretty much a perfect dog?
Oh, she's the best.
Yeah.
She's the best. Yeah.
Very appropriate for us.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Doesn't do much. Yeah. Unless there's something afoot.
Exactly. Yeah. And she's just sleeping right now. That's all she does is sleep. She just sleeps. So
I'm off to Georgia.
Yes.
On Friday. I'm excited about it.
Yeah.
I've been excited about it. It took a while for Tina to get excited about it.
Because I thought Adam was going to go and stay like in a tent somewhere in some remote village.
So this is the Beef Initiative. This is the conference in Bluffton, Georgia. Hold on. Beefinitiative.com. Let me just... Oh, that's interesting. Beefinitiative.com. Let me get it right what they're calling it. Beef Initiative Food Intelligence Summit. Haha. Get it right.
Haha.
Now this is going to be good. This is Will Harris. I think he's the main guy there from the Bluffton. What's the name of the ranch? You know what it's called.
White Oak Farms.
White Oak Pastures. Yeah.
White Oak Pastures.
So, and you know, so this is Slim's deal and I already committed and I'm very excited to go. Of course, I got to fly early on Friday to Atlanta and I got to drive 3 hours to get there. And Slim's like, well, you know, there'll be a cabin for you. And in my mind, honestly, I had like, well, okay, you know, maybe like one of those campground cabins.
I'm like,
cabins.
Does it have Wi-Fi?
He said, no, that was the thing. The only guys that'll have Wi-Fi. And then so I'm looking it up so I can know where I'm going. It's in White Oak Pastures. And I show this to Tina. She's like, oh my God. It's fantastic. These are like little mini mansions.
Oh, I know. I almost kind of wish I was going. And the thing that I said, oh my gosh, they sponsor Paul Saldino, who is the Carnivore MD's podcast. Because I hear him do their ads. So I knew right away when you said the name. Initially, I thought you were just going to go stay in a tent. I don't understand
how you ever thought I would actually stay in a tent. You do know me a little bit, don't you?
Well, tent? Like a nice tent. But I didn't think, this is nice. You would never.
I would be like, yo, Slim, bro, this is not quite exactly what I expected, but.
How am I going to do the show from my tent?
I trust my brother.
So you're getting there Friday and you have to do the event is on Saturday?
No, the event, it's 3 days. So people start arriving Friday, Saturday, and then Sunday. So on Saturday is the main, the full day. And so I'm doing a talk. Let me see who else is doing this. I put it in the show notes so people can go take a look at it. They also have the Heritage Woman panel.
Oh.
The group will discuss being a strong enough woman to bring back natural health and clean eating into our homes and families.
Oh.
Coco will discuss home birth and the history of demonizing the all-natural birth, homeopathic doctors of the past, and the rise of the indoctrinated medical schools and big pharma.
Oh.
Yeah, this is not just some bunch of hippies in some tent bed. Some serious shit.
I put throw some steaks on the Weber grill.
We're not messing around with this shit, man. We're professionals here.
Yeah, I was. Yeah, so that'll be a cool trip for you.
Yeah, it's going to be good. And then, of course, I do the show on Sunday, so I'll stay at the cabin, and then Monday I come back.
Yeah, and then traveling. We have no traveling.
I really don't want to go. I'm even worried about this trip. You know,
it's a direct flight, and it's early in the morning.
Yeah, well, and it's Atlanta.
It's the one coming home you need to worry about.
Thanks. Well, you are the one that has the experience.
I'm telling you. Yeah, sure. I'm telling you. So.
What you got on your list there, baby?
Gosh, I went through a lot already. Well, Christina Henry came into town.
Yes, this was nice.
She came in last Tuesday and...
And she was dressed as a stewardess.
Yes, well, a flight attendant.
Flight attendant, I'm sorry.
She works for Southwest Airlines and we became friends through the show and we've been texting back and forth and she said she was flying into San Antonio and rented a car and wanted to know if I wanted to head out to dinner and so... Yeah, so it was really a treat for her to come and spend some time. Adam taught her how to. I think she's still struggling with her.
I actually taught her how to do it. I think
to donate satoshis.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. But that was the first keeper meetup.
I know, right? I was like, "Oh, hey, how you doing? All right, we're going to dinner. Bye. See you around."
There's leftovers in the fridge, dude.
Yeah, she's delightful. Very, very nice.
But she purposely wore her opaque tights, her Southwest Airlines dress, and her scarf.
Yeah, and the scarf. It was complete. It was like, all she needed was, she just needed to be waving like that with a hand, like, hi.
Bye-bye.
I didn't even make that joke when she was here. I was quite proud of myself.
Yeah.
There was some, I can't remember. I wrote stuff down. There's always the stuff that aviation people say that's interesting.
Yeah. But
I love that industry. I love the people in the industry. They have a very dryish sense of humor because they all know, inevitably everything's going to be fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just used to dealing with situations. Yeah. In fact, that's what flight attendants do. They're not there to serve you your drinks. They're there to deal with the situation. They're for your safety.
Oh my gosh, I can't imagine. I cannot imagine. And she's been working for them, I think, 27 years, did she say? 27? She said she's never had an emergency landing. I'm like, whoa.
Really?
Yes, I should tell Elise that, because then she'll be more.
First thing Elise will say, well, it's about time she does.
Hope we didn't jinx her, Christina.
No. That was really nice.
Yeah.
It was fun to see her.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
And then Where did I not remember her name that she got all mad about it?
Oh, she didn't get mad. And no agenda when you called her Christina Pearl.
Well, that's what she wrote in. That was her handle, her nickname. I'm just trying to keep everybody happy. It's very hard. I'm a very demanding job as a podcast producer.
Yeah, I know.
Trying to keep everything
How's
safe.
How's the spreadsheet? How's the
Thanks.
Very nice. So I want to talk about the bridge?
No, I want to talk about this gift that you got.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Oh, okay. So we got a gift. A gift.
Was this just for you? It doesn't matter. It's fine. I think maybe it was.
I think it was.
This is one of this came in the PO box.
I hope I got the name right. Was it from Sir by His Grace?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So I received. Okay, I had talked about struggling reading my Bible because I started with Genesis. I couldn't even pronounce the names. I was reading sentences over and over again. Not to mention the type was like 4-point.
Yeah. Now, but now you're doing a Bible study every morning.
Yes. Well, I'll get to that. So, Sir by His Grace sent me a beautiful, beautiful gift. I want to make sure that's. Hold on.
I'm.
Yes, it is
quite sure that's who it's from.
And they said, I heard Tina talking about how hard it was to read the Bible. This one changed my marriage. We hope this brings joy to your mornings. May your bucket stay forever leaky. From the Wickers, Sir by His Grace. And so they sent me this large print life application study Bible. And how much do I tell you? I tell you every morning how much I love this.
Oh, no. This is one of the best gifts.
It's changed my life.
Just looking at this thing, it's a piece of art. It's beautiful. It's large. The edges are all gold. It's the gilded publication. It's got the leather on the front, leather.
Yes, it's because it gives the explanation. So it gives the scripture and then it gives all the explanations. It gives the backstories. It has maps, which is when I was reading Genesis. Right. I'm like,
Where is this?
I need a map.
Yeah, you love maps.
And so thank you. It is such a treasured gift. I
thank you from me too, because Tina reads, she deciphers everything. It's like, oh, check this out. This is how this is working.
So my friend Julie and I are doing this Bible recap every morning. So there's three readings that we have to do. And then there's a follow-up podcast where the narrator explains the scripture. And so I'm following along in my book. I'm reading the background. I'm listening to the podcast. But we are starting with the New Testament. So it's been a game changer for me. Excuse me. It's been a game changer. So it is. Thank you so much.
It's a great gift.
I love it. So that was really, really, thoughtful. But I'm seriously thinking about getting baptized, and Pastor Jimmy talked about that, and I think, yeah.
You've already been baptized, right?
As a baby, yeah. I think I'm going to do that. But I something occurred to me while I was in church. You know, when we got married and we wrote our own vows, and, you know, our marriage was never blessed. And I'm like, you know, what if we get our marriage blessed by Pastor Jimmy?
And then can we have another party?
Yes, we can do that. I would love to have that. I would love to do that.
I would like to go to the church once before Pastor Jimmy's blessing our marriage.
I would like you to go too.
Yeah, it's like
yeah. So something to consider. I would really like.
I like
that.
The idea, but I just feel woefully behind you because it's like I try and follow along on YouTube, but it's hard. I'm not. Yeah. I'm not part of the church life yet.
Yeah, no. Hopefully soon, Brian.
Soon? Hopefully soon. I'm not giving up the Sunday show. How do you see hopefully soon?
I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll just bring a cut out of you there.
Again, all about you, not about me. And this is what he looks like. One day he'll show. Shall we thank some people?
Yes, definitely. And I have some stuff here too.
Now it's time to hear from the Corksuckers.
Hey there, Corksuckers.
We got to hear from those Corksuckers now.
Yeah. What did you say?
Now it's time to hear from the Corksuckers.
We love our Corksuckers so much. And the Corksuckers have been helping us out with... We really want to try and keep this as much podcasting 2.0 and value for value as possible. So we do really appreciate you trying out one of these new podcast apps. I know it's challenging for people, but keep at it. It is the future. Eventually, you're going to have to submit to it. while you're learning how to do it, we'll make it easier every day. We're coming closer together. Look at their new podcast apps that you can try. But for purposes of if you're really new, then Fountain is probably the easiest just to get started with Fountain.fm. And so the idea is if you value what we're talking about here, then send us something of value in return. It could be a beautiful Bible, could be a bottle of wine, it could be some Satoshis with a boostagram. Did we get cash?
Yes, and I will go through that once you go through the list. Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, then...
You look like, did we get cash?
Yeah, which we do accept. But we don't accept any other... Because cash is cash. You know, at least it feels free.
Yes.
Well, right off the bat, we start with 333,333 Satoshis from the 75 Hard Group.
Oh, my gosh! Are you kidding me?
Yes, this is... and Jacob represented the group on behalf of everybody. And they have a boostagram to go with this. Well, this is a great number on its own. It equals about $75 and is from our 75 Hard Group.
Aww.
We've been going for more than a week now, and just like the name says, it's hard. Thanks so much, Tina, for leading our group, always encouraging us, and being a phenomenal person.
Aww. My gosh.
How nice is that?
I love that.
Isn't that sweet? Yeah, so I got all kinds of messages like, we're trying to send a boostagram, and then different people were texting me. Jacob's got it covered. I'm like, okay,
Jake, he's
the submariner.
He's going on a submarine in 2 weeks, and so he was questioning whether he could do the both of his workouts when he's underwater.
In what world is being a submariner not 75?
Is it submariner or submariner?
I have heard from them it's submariner.
Okay.
Unless that's changed.
Jake, can you confirm that, please?
Because I remember saying submariner. They're like, no, we say submariner. I learned two things. It's submariner, and it's not gay if it's underway. That's all I know from these guys. They will all tell you that.
Well, that was really, really sweet.
Isn't that nice?
Oh, yeah. I love that. You know what? I was thinking about this group, too, and We're going to merge out of this such good friends. We've already have these friendships developing. And I mean, this is going to be such a life-changing experience for all of us. Like how we're going to be forever bonded.
You guys should do meetups.
And we should.
Yeah. And competitions.
No competitions.
I don't know.
We'll be ready to drink by the time we're all done with this.
No kidding. I'll buy you all around.
Oh, that was really, really thoughtful. Yeah.
58,333 from Sir Brian with an I. Oh, there's your boy.
What's his
Adam? Message? Oh, this is for me. Oh. Adam, I personally texted you happy birthday, but yes, I think I said thank you. I forgot to add a boost to the other best podcast in the universe. Please have mercy on my show, on my soul. Yes, we do, Brian. Thank you.
You're forgiven.
Yes. Oh, this is a nice number. 34567. 34,567. SLE. My keeper and I track all of our spending.
Oh.
She saw V4V as an entry and asked me about it. I tried to explain value for value, boosting, LBTC, Blue Wallet, Fountain, Layer 2, blockchain. I was then buzzkilled when she gave me a, this is a scam look. Couples that pray together stay together, but there may be a disagreement from time to time. We're actually trying to figure out how to pray for dinner.
Yes.
We should probably say grace before we eat.
Well, it's so interesting because, I mean, we just started praying and I thought, I don't even know if I'm doing this right. I don't know if I'm doing it. And the readings today, one of the scripture was how Jesus was talking about how...
I was Luke.
Yes, how you should pray and how you should praise God first and not pray to Jesus, but you should praise God. So I was like, oh, I didn't know that.
That's why all the rap guys thank God first when they're accepting the award.
Yeah, yeah. No, I didn't. I did not. Apparently.
I don't know if that's related, but it just popped in my mind. Okay, we have... did I say that right? Wait, and here's Sir Brian with an I again.
Again?
Yes, a second one. 33,333. I've been deduced and de-deadbeated. I'd like to complete the trifecta. My current status is canted. Please toss me some Jane down, Dame Jennifer.
You've been decanted.
Well, done. He's given so much. He was decanted.
He just wants me to talk about him.
He's a staple of the show.
He just wants to be able to text you tomorrow morning and say, cool, huh? I know what he's doing. I know.
Well, keep the sats coming.
I have comic strip blogger. You have Brian with an I. Now, there's no name with this. It came in through Castomatic, which is not a lot of people use Castomatic. The ones that do are real Apple people and love it. 19,500 sats. What's the leaky bucket analogy?
Oh.
So like you have to explain this.
Well, when you go to church and you just kind of get your buckets filled with grace and you're on your faith journey and joy and kindness.
Holy Spirit.
And it comes through the Holy Spirit. And so you walk out of church and you just feel like full, and you're kind and you're gentle and you're welcoming and you're open. And when people experience that, they're attracted to it. And it happens. Mm-hmm. It happens. So it's a matter of just being the best version of yourself from God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit.
It's also fun to use when your wife has road rage. You say, baby, leaky bucket.
I know. Anything. Even Christina goes, man, you do have road rage. I know.
We were driving yesterday.
Oh, you were driving.
I was driving to Austin. And I'm like, it's on 35. We're almost there. I'm like, oh man, this is, I should go into the left. Before I even can even think about it, I should move into lane. Tina's saying, you can go around him, I'm like, yeah, I know. I just choose not to.
I know. I'm a careful. I'm so bad. No, but I
analyze this. I analyze.
Okay. Oh, good.
For myself, analyze myself. Because, and then I showed you, I can drive the way you want me to drive. And I showed it, right? Beep, 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 weaving in and out of traffic just the way you do.
I don't drive like that.
Honking at people and yelling for them.
I do not.
Get out of your life. Get out of my life. Not just get out of my lane, get out of my life.
I don't honk at people. I just yell in my confidence of my car.
This happened when I started flying. When I started flying, I became like, I'm in no rush. It's safer.
Okay.
That's it. Uh-huh. And that's with flying. You just become overly cautious. Or I'm always looking to let someone else go.
I don't know about that, because when you got the car before you got this car, because you had the big truck, you had the big F-150 truck, and the thing was like a bus. And then you got the small sedan afterwards, and you were zip, 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 zip. You were just speeding everywhere until you got pulled over. Remember that?
Yeah. And then I reminded myself, and since then I've been back on track. A normal, nice human. Also for my grandfather, after you.
Yes.
Let's just let's give this lady a little honk on the horn so she knows she can go first.
And that's Adam. So mm-hmm. when somebody's trying to cut into traffic, he's just like, after you. And after you.
Pretty much.
And I'm like, hey, we got to be somewhere, Mr. Nice Guy. I know I'm an aggressive driver. I know. But I do not honk my horn. I do not flip people off. I talk in the confines of my own car.
Yes. It would be better if you were wearing a mask. And people would know what's going on. 15,033 from
Comic Strip
Blogger. Exactly. Yes. Howdy, Tina and Adam. So Gregory William Forsyth Foreman from Kent is shifting his business from multiple pub owner and former BBC actor to multi-million TV show developer.
Oh,
he's not merely searching for a job.
I said that on the last show.
Anyways, he is also narrating our podcast about artificial intelligence called AI.cooking. Give it a listen. Yo.
Thank you.
C-dubs, 10,101, 10101. Having a glass of red, listening to Curry and the Keeper.
Oh.
Very good. Just you and me, pal. Yeah. B-glass. Is that Brian Glass? I think 55. Fudgy the Whale. It was actually, Fudgy the Whale was
the cake from Carvel.
Carvel, exactly.
Yes,
SLC again back with 4321. Muck banging cake on day 76.
I showed Adam the cake today. We went to the grocery store. I go, that's the cake I've been eyeing right there. maybe it'll be a celebratory thing you'll buy me.
Sure.
Okay.
Fudgy the Whale?
Yeah. No. The cake at the Hebe.
That's such a small little dainty cake.
It's okay. I'm going to have a dainty stomach by the time this is all over.
Yeah. It was like heavenly cake. It said, heavenly cake. It had the advertising right on it.
It had whipped cream in it.
And then, let's see. Then I'm back to, then we're 1,000 sats. Well, there's Christina. I'm taking your sats and going home to Indiana. Yep. That was a successful test. D's laughs. Proud of you, Tina. Adam, you are the man's man.
Oh.
How about that? We have Leroy Me, boosted from the Fountain app. Love your show. So many similarities between your marriage and my wife and mine. We moved away from the city. I believe it was the exact same day as you two did. We now live way out in the country in southeastern Kansas. We love it out here. Keep up the amazing work and give Phoebe a pet for us. P.S. I'll contribute more when I get my wallet set up to convert fiat coin to sats.
Nice.
And then just two more boosts here. This is a username, which is a really long number. Keeper, you're Catholic. You can only be baptized once.
Really?
Apparently.
Wow. I'll have to check into that.
I'm sure.
I'll ask Pastor Jimmy.
I bet Pastor Jimmy has a hack.
God's going to say no?
Pastor Jimmy has a hack. And then Catherine Rose says, I think we figured out this boosting thing. Hopefully this works. Well, it's 25 sats, which is literally less than a eyelash. But yes, it did. And we appreciate it.
Oh, yes. We follow each other on Instagram.
Oh, so. Catherine Rose.
I have some other gifts here, too. Do you want me to read these?
We got more gifts?
Yes. We got cash, man.
Cash, baby. Yeah. All right.
So this is from Jill and Patrick Stasiak. She did phonetically, which I appreciate. And she donated $10. And she says, she has a couple questions for us.
Now, did she just send this to the P.O. box?
Yeah, she sent it in the mail. Aww. And it says, remember, birthday fun doesn't have to come out of a bottle. There's wine in a box. Have a grape birthday.
Ah, perfect.
So cool. It says, Tina, we freaking love Curry and the Keeper. Thank you both so much for sharing your lives for our entertainment. We love hearing about Phoebe and the adventures you and Adam have together. Please use the money towards your next bottle of wine for the show. since we're not drinkers and wouldn't have any idea what would taste good, I would just pick the one with the prettiest bottle.
That's pretty much what I do.
Yeah, enjoy today, Jill. P.S. Here's a couple questions.
Oh, you can
answer on the show.
Oh, should we do this instead of our other questions normally?
Or is this... No, I got our other questions.
Okay,
first question. If you could visit any fictitious city or town, where would you go? I go first.
Oh, wow. Hello. Okay.
Star Hollow.
Star.
She says, I choose Star Hollow too.
Star Hollow from the Gilmore Girls.
Yes, that's exactly. And that's where we live now. We live kind of in Star Hollow. Where would you live?
Well, you stole my place.
That's why I wanted to go first.
I can't have the same one. I'd really love to go. Well, we kind of live in Star Hollow. I don't know. That's
a fictitious place.
These are questions that are very hard for me.
Okay.
Because I live in the now. I love where we are.
So would you say Star Hollow too? You can take my answer.
I would say Fredericksburg, Texas.
Okay. But yeah, it's not fictitious. But okay. He failed on that with Jill. Second question.
I wasn't ready. You were ready for the question. You knew the question in advance. You cheated on this test.
Second question. I'll let you answer it first. If you were on a reality TV show, which would you choose?
Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, is that reality?
That's considered a reality show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I'd love to do Dancing with the Stars.
Yes, I know you would. Yeah, and somebody just asked me, would Adam ever do it? I think it was Christina. And I said, he would do it in a heartbeat.
In a heartbeat.
Yeah. I said, I'd have to be there.
You have to be on top of it to make sure I wasn't making out with the dancer.
Oh, exactly. You'd be lifting those girls and putting your hands in.
Hey! No. I would love to. That's because it's very hard. It's a lot of hard work. It would be a very fun challenge to do.
Yeah.
The longer they wait, the less enthusiastic I get, though.
And the older you get, too.
Thanks. So, hello, Tom Bergeron, whatever, Bergerac. You better invite me soon because I'm not getting any younger.
I would probably be on a reality TV show. I guess it would be a cake decorating show. I'd probably
really?
Go on.
Yeah. Is that
reality, though?
Sure. Yeah. Well, speaking of reality shows, so this is here's the difference between Tina and Adam.
There's a lot.
Have you seen Kim Kardashian on the cover of
Interview?
Is it Interview?
Mm-hmm.
And this came up in discussion. Did you see Kim Kardashian? She's standing there and she literally has her blue jeans down with her ass hanging out.
Yeah, literally.
And Tina says, can you believe she doesn't have eyebrows?
she blonded out her eyebrows.
Dude, her butt crack and ass is hanging out purposely like she's ready to poop. And you're like, yeah, but the eyebrows, she. This was an amazing moment.
I know.
And I just kept saying, did you see her ass hanging out of the jeans?
I was just more amazed at how her face had changed because she
shaved off her eyebrows.
No, they just disappeared them.
Why?
It's a look. Who knows? I don't know.
Are you gonna do that?
I'm gonna do it right after the show.
Disappear.
Yeah, I'm gonna post it.
I'm gonna do it too. Disappear my eyebrows.
Let's do it together.
No
eyebrows.
You first.
Okay. I wanted to read a note. Dame Tanya, we got your gift.
Oh, yes, we already tried out the kitchen pepper.
Yes, so she sent us spices, and she says, hi, Adam and Tina. I apologize for not handwriting this note, but although my parents and sister have had beautiful and distinctive handwriting, mine looks like I'm having a seizure. The only class I ever failed was penmanship in sixth grade. And you know what? I used to get A pluses in penmanship all the time.
I'll bet you did.
Yes, all the time. You
did. Your handwriting is stellar.
For a lefty, not too bad, huh?
Especially for a lefty. Yeah. Incredibly beautiful.
Yeah. And so she goes on to say, anyway, since you're into great food, I thought you'd enjoy these spice blends by the mighty Michael Twitty, author of the absolutely fascinating book, The Cooking Gene, A Journey Through African-American Culinary History in the Old South. The spice blends are really unique and delicious. And yeah. Don't have any salt, which is good for us over 50s. Dame Tanya, we're 50 plus shipping and handling. So please remember that. Also, and then there's a QR code for his book. But thank you so much. We will totally use this because we cook all the time.
I already use it. We already use. I use the kitchen pepper on the beef we had last night.
Yes,
on the New York strip. It was good. And you got to try that chicken. When you do your chicken, you got the chicken flavor. And there's a barbecue. And there's
I haven't written down.
African. There's a West African something. And I tasted them all. They're like, wow, it's groovy.
West African heritage mix, kitchen pepper, a red spice, and chicken seasoning. We'll totally use that. Thank you. Yep. That's so sweet.
Very cool.
And then I got a card from Dame Knight. Dear Miss Keeper Curry, I have no Satoshis, but please accept this legal tender as my appreciation of your podcast. She sent us $100.
Holy crap. That's
how
beautiful.
Many Satoshis is that? That's a ton.
That's about 400,000 Satoshis.
Wow. That's so kind. Please send me relationship karma as you and Adam are inspirational. Can you send her karma?
Oh, I wasn't prepared for karma, but of course
I can. Come on, producer.
Well, we don't have a karma thing. Hold on a second. Keep reading.
Okay. She said, also, I need house selling and buying karma as well. And by the way, happy birthday with love and light, Dame Knight.
Oh, it sounds like she needs some double karma. She needs some double karma.
Yes.
She needs all that. Hold on a second.
They do the karma on no agenda.
Yeah, well, we got it.
You've got karma.
There you go.
We also got this Amazon gift card, and I don't remember who that came from. Yeah.
Oh, was it an Amazon gift card?
Yes.
For how much? We don't know.
I don't know.
We should redeem it.
Yeah, for sure.
But you don't know who it's from?
I got the tags mixed up.
Do I have to start producing that part too now? Clearly.
This really is your
podcast
job.
Podcast professional.
This is really your job. And then Steve Webb sent us this book. The Bible Names Pronunciation Guide.
Yeah.
But you know, cool. Steve, they narrate the scripture to me, so I'm just reading along in my Bible as they narrate it to me during the Bible recap, so I'm good.
We appreciate it, brother.
Yeah. So thank you, everybody. That was so kind.
Everybody's very, very nice. Thank you so much. And of course, if you feel like boosting...
Boost.
If you'd like to become part of what all the cool kids are doing.
And be decanted.
Get your decanting on newpodcastapps.com. And value for value.
Please share the show if you know of anybody who would be would like it and are interested. I know that Brian shares the show with everybody. He even talked about being a leaky bucket yesterday. I think I have him completely converted.
curryandthekeeper.com, of course, is our main website. And actually, there's a pretty cool player there on that page. So you can play and it goes straight into... Podverse, you get all the cool features when you're playing it back. It's all on the web or on your phone.
So
nothing difficult to do.
Yeah.
For you cork soakers.
Yes, exactly.
Find it so complicated to boost.
It's new technology, babe.
People are lazy.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, they are. People don't want to read.
It was just like when people were building websites and I'm like, why would anybody want this website? This is ridiculous.
This is the hallmark of a successful, wildly successful technology. If Tina says, why would anyone want a credit card? This makes no sense.
Yes, because it started with the debit card. Right. When I started working for the bank in 1982 and they gave me an ATM card and I'm like, what? People are not going to stop writing checks. Now I'm behind the women at the heat writing checks.
Yelling
and I'm like,
her.
Would you hurry it up? And I'm like, leaky bucket, hurry it up.
All right, baby. Do we have our final questions for today's episode?
Well, do you want to talk about what we're watching? Where are we at time-wise?
Allison's getting a little antsy. Right. So let's talk about what we're watching. And we already did some questions. So we'll do more questions next
time.
Oh,
no. Okay. All right.
But let's talk about what we're watching, because we're watching some stuff.
Well, we watched the Elvis movie.
Loved it.
Which
great
I did.
Movie.
You know, we liked it. However, there was a lot of inconsistencies with what was happening in real life. But I never realized that.
What do you mean? What inconsistencies?
There were just some things that didn't really happen as portrayed in that.
Like,
for instance, when he was on... Early on in his career, and he was on the television program, and they didn't want him shaking his hips.
Yeah.
And they actually brought out a hound dog, and he sang "Nothing But a Hound Dog" to the dog.
Oh, that probably didn't happen. the hound dog, or it did happen?
It, not in the movie, it didn't, but in real life, it did.
Oh, really?
So that's what they were saying, that the movie, there were okay. some things that weren't not 100% accurate, but we liked it. We really enjoyed it.
But that's what they were saying. I knew Elvis.
Yeah. You knew him?
Fuck no. I thought he always died on the toilet in Vegas, but it was at Graceland. I didn't know that he died in Graceland.
Oh, 1977. Yeah. So you were only 13.
But I remember my mom's friend, and she, Lynn, I think she might have lived in Austin actually at the time.
Really?
And she was so distraught. Remember, we were living in Holland. Mm. And mom was like, Lynn is so distraught.
Yeah.
Because Elvis died. She was, you know, she went to Graceland. She wore a black armband.
Oh, wow.
It was serious. Yeah, people were distraught over that. Yeah.
I remember watching all his movies when he was younger with Anne Margaret.
I love them all. I love them all.
They were dancing.
Which one was that? Was that Beach Blanket Bingo?
No, that's Annette Funicello.
What is Elvis? Elvis is always racing a car.
Blue Hawaii or something.
Blue Hawaii. Yeah. There you go.
Gosh, where did I pull that out? Uh-huh. But also, we just watched Vengeance, which is a BJ Novak production. BJ Novak was in The Office. And it was really good. I enjoyed it.
It was really interesting because I think what he set out to do, whether it was intentional or not, was a movie that showed how biased city people are against people in the middle, and in this case, particularly Texas. Now, of course, he went to Austin, like he's gonna, you know, like he's gonna be different there. And I love the overall message, which is like, hey, you know, I understand these people. They're just. I didn't even know if that message was that clear at the end, but it was a more friendly message. But at one point in this movie, his character starts going off on how, well, you know, you people are stupid. Don't you know you did all this to yourself? You know, all these problems you have is because you're here, and you know, you cling to your guns and your Bible. And the way that came out, the way it was written, I was like, it was a little shocking. Like, holy shit, some people actually think that way.
Yeah.
And it was so, but it was so honest and so pure that I give him big props for doing that, for putting that in. I need to find that piece, and I need to clip it, because it's just like, holy shit, is that really what some people think of Middle America or flyover or Texas?
It was really good. I would highly recommend it.
Yeah.
One thing with Adam always likes a little sex in television shows. He's always like, okay, time for a sex scene. That's why you got tired of Billions.
Okay, stop. This is not like a personal preference. I'm thinking of the audience. So Billions started series one, episode one, started with sex. And I'm like, good start. and by episode three, there was no sex. And now it's season five.
And it's dried up.
As everyone's just powder. So you're going to take us to The Industry.
So then my daughter recommended this show called The Industry, which is about these very high-strung, young, I would say Gen Zers, who work in finance.
Finance.
And there is a lot of sex in this. And Adam goes, I don't like the show. There's too much sex. I'm like, wait, what? Who are you? You're 58. You're getting old.
I was really pining for some of the trading floor stuff. Like, show me some of how you do those options and derivatives.
He's changing people. He's changing.
No, I know balance. I know how many times. Okay. So we can be watching TV and I'll say, these two chicks, they're going to be banging in about 5 minutes. Now, that's actually how I think. It comes out as, I think there may be some lesbianism coming. And lo and behold, I'm always right. I always know who's going to do who, what's happening.
That's why I'm so surprised when you're like, I don't like that show anymore. There's too much sex.
Too much.
I'm like, what?
That's all that
You're confusing me, dude. You're confusing me.
But then I saw, you know, I'm only episode four or five. It looks like it gets pretty crazy coming up.
What? Oh, Industry?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What were you going to say?
Bad Sisters. Oh
yeah, you're all jacked about that. Oh, I like it.
Listen to you. I started watching this show called Bad Sisters.
Because you and your sisters are, I don't know, bad sisters. That's what's going on here. Hey, by the way, if you'd like to know exactly what the Indiana, the Kardashians of Northwestern Indiana are about, go watch this show.
No, it's not true. Anyway, it's a good show. And so I watched the first three episodes. I'm like, Adam, you have to watch this. You will like it. You will like it. I'm like, you got to watch. And he kept saying, meh, no, meh, no.
Like a goat.
Meh. And so finally.
Hey, you're funny even without wine.
I know. So finally, he's like, all right, let's watch it. And did you like it or did you not like it?
No, I like it. Okay. It's not, I mean, it's a chick thing. It's like everyone's out to kill one of their husbands. Like, yeah, that's really great. I love the idea that women bond together instead of passing around a stupid pair of blue jeans, they go kill one of their husbands. Yeah, I really like this idea.
Anyway, it's a good show.
No, it's a good show. It reminds me a little bit of, what was the other one that, Big Little Lies?
Yes, it's similar to that kind of genre. Idea. Yeah.
It's a chick series, but it's good. It's Apple. So yeah. Apple TV, those guys do, they have quality.
Yeah.
They really are. They're pretty good.
And the only thing I have left on my list is I have Adam's cricket legs at night.
I don't cricket leg. I thought we talked about this.
When we first started dating.
This is old. Why are you bringing up old trauma? It's not my janky teeth. It's my cricket legs. Why are you even with me? Why? Is it because of my 20-foot flagpole?
That's what she said. No, so when we first started dating, we were living together, Adam would, to put himself to sleep, he would just rub his legs together. And
make a sound. Cricket, cricket. <It's> like,
and so then, what would I do? I'd put my leg on your leg. Like
jam your foot. I'm like, stop it.
Stop whatever you're doing. Stop. That's the only thing I have left on my list.
Oh, baby.
I love your cricket legs, baby.
Oh baby.
Just don't move them at night.
I love your 75 hard so bad. All right, everybody. Remember, curryandthekeeper.com and boost us. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Yeah, Curry and the Keeper.